stable. A pole deep in the ground. A pole like that pole, deep in the ground. Holds up the house. Stands guard. Stands a place of intercession and prayer. Deeply rooted in the ground, but holding up a big house.
Amen.
And the Lord says you're going to hold up the covering and you're going to pray for leadership. You're going to stand guard. You're going to stand behind. You're going to stand with. You're going to hold up the arms of another in a place of intercession and prayer. Prophetically, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Change of plans is coming. You had it all figured out. But three things happened in 3 years, and each one of those things brought change to the way things were happening. He said, I want you to shift gears, and I want you to know that I have your destiny in my heart and in my hand. The Lord says, now what I want to bring you to and what I want to bring you into is something greater, something grander. I want to lay a deep spiritual foundation so we can build a big house. He said, there are going to be some business things, some relational things, some healing things that are all going to be part of who you are and what you're about. But I want to lay a strong foundation first. The Lord says, not just gathering knowledge, but gathering a foundation of truths that will help you to fight when you're in a secular environment. And the Lord said, there are some things that I want to lay in place, because there was a time and a season when you were out and you were vulnerable. And not in the front, but in the back. And there were some fires, some shots fired at you and almost knocked you out of a place of faith. It almost took you away. But the Lord said, now I have your heart and I have your ear. And He said, I want to relay that foundation of faith that I put in you long ago, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Wonderful Jesus.